Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis. And if it's the top of the hour, 3 o'clock, you're hearing the live broadcast. Richard Piper is here, and we're glad that you are. 844-322-2742 is the number to call if you have a question, something you'd like to discuss. That number good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I sure appreciate it. It's going to be a great program today. I'm really excited about some of the things we're going to share, some of the questions that we're going to answer on today's broadcast. I want to start with a little story, though, about one of my best friends, one of my better friends in high school. He went to a different high school than I did, but we were connected through our church youth group. And so I went over to his house a lot, and he was one of the funniest guys I ever knew. But he had a love for music and all kinds of music. And he had one of the most pristine record collections I've ever seen. I mean, it was huge, and he had it organized by music genre, and he had it little 3x5 cards that had the name of every album, where it was located in his room, you know, and all of this kind of stuff, so he could find whatever he was looking for just like that.
Yeah.
And he was so proud of that, and we just raved over him. It's like, God, you wouldn't believe my friend Warren, his record collection. It is just amazing. You have to go see it. Yeah. Well, then I went to college and got out of college, and records went by the wayside. Mm-hmm. It was cassettes. Cassettes were the new thing, and everybody was trading in their record albums for their cassettes, and boy, that was painful for Warren. I know he kept most of his most favored records, and maybe he sold some. I'm sure some of those were vintage and could have gotten a lot. But when new technologies come along, the old ones fade away. The old ones become obsolete.
Sure.
And sometimes it's sad. It's sad when things that you've cherished so much start to fade away. They lose their importance. They've served their purpose, and now something else has come to the surface and is better. Well, that's the way it is with the old covenant and the new covenant. So God had prophesied a new covenant. And why in the world would he do that to the people who were under the old covenant? That's kind of strange, isn't it? But he used some of their own prophets to tell the people, hey, this covenant that you're dealing with, this Mosaic covenant, it's just not working, and you should see that. And I certainly do, and that's why I've prepared for a time when a new covenant is going to come into being. And when that new covenant comes into being, then the old one is going to be obsolete. There's not going to be a need for it anymore. Why? Because this new one is better on all fronts. And so that's why he says in Hebrews 8:13, and speaking of a new covenant, he makes the first one obsolete. And what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. So that old one served a purpose as far as you and I are concerned. It had a spiritual purpose, and that was to diagnose our problem, to enable us to write a clear problem statement concerning us. We are sinners. We're dead spiritually. That's what the law helped us to see about ourselves. And when we see that, then we can turn to the one who can give us a new identity, who can give us life. And that's Jesus Christ himself. And that comes through this new covenant. So when the new covenant takes effect in us, the old becomes obsolete and it fades away, as God designed it to. You know, a lot of these manufacturers of computers and phones and all of this, they engineer obsolescence into it, don't they, Richard? I mean, you come out of that that world.
Well, that's what makes that world tick.
Yes.
Is every once in a while, and it seems like that once in a while gets shorter and shorter and shorter, you come out with something that could literally revolutionize the previous technology. And you've got to be careful as a company, because you can cannibalize your own sales.
Yeah.
And so you plan this stuff.
Yes.
And it's important that you plan it, and it's good that you plan it. And most of the customers go, I'm glad you did it this way, But there are always a few holdouts.
Yes.
They go, oh, no, I want that old thing.
Right, right. So we have to realize that when Jesus came on the scene, when he raised that cup with his disciples on that last Passover meal, he said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Mm-hmm. So what was he saying? Well, the time has come. You know, the prophets have been saying a time was coming, and Jesus was saying the time is here. And so he died, he bled, his blood ratified this new covenant. His burial proved the death of the one who made it. And so we live in this new covenant. This new covenant is what's in effect today. And this new covenant makes the old one obsolete. It's fading. It will soon disappear. And that's the way it is in your personal experience as well. And so don't fight that. Don't try to hold on to something God never intended for you to hold on to. Let go of it so that you can grab hold of this new abundant life that is yours in Christ Jesus.
Well, it is Basic Gospel, everybody. We have an open line for you. If you're hearing the live broadcast, we're at about a little after 6 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you at 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. We have a wonderful resource, a free resource that we want to put into your hands. Maybe you're new to Basic Gospel. You're just now hearing about the new covenant, and you're curious. You want to know more. Maybe you're hearing this, and you're saying, hey, those guys are out of their minds. They're heretics. They don't know what they're talking about. That doesn't line up with what I know to be true. Well, if you're in either one of those camps, we have a resource that we want to put into your hands. We want you to take a deep dive into the Word of God and go in there and prove us wrong if you can. But I think when you go in and start looking at some of these passages, and you'll say, yeah, it's here, it says right there that he made the first one obsolete. Yeah, it says right there that he set aside the first in order to bring about the second, to establish the second. Yeah, that's what the Word of God says. So what am I going to do with it? Mm-hmm. So we want to put this resource into your hands. If you're liking what you're hearing and want to know more, this resource is for you as well. It's called God's Will for You. And it's all about this new covenant. We think of God's will as a plan. You know, what am I supposed to do tomorrow? What am I supposed to do next year? What am I supposed to do in the next 5 years? What's my 5-year plan?
Yeah.
And we want to know what God has laid out for us. And oftentimes it becomes a frustrating experience trying to discover that mysterious will of God. Well, God has made it very plain for us in the Word of God and in this new covenant, and that's why we've put this CD together, and it's yours just for the asking. So we want to put it in your hands. You can call right now, 844-322-2742, and request your copy of God's Will for You. If you're more of an online person and want to go to our website, go to basicgospel.net/free. That's basicgospel.net/free. And it would bring up a picture of the CD, and it has a link, a box where you fill in and give us your name and address, and we will send this CD to you. This is an important resource. We know it's going to be beneficial to you and encouragement to you in your walk with Jesus Christ. So order your copy today.
Especially for those of you who are new to Basic Gospel, we want to hear from you. Again, God's Will for You, basicgospel.net/free, or at 844-322-2742, which of course is open right now. A line open for you right now if you'd like to join the broadcast, 844-322-2742. Well, guys, we had this question that came in overnight from Jardell. Let's listen.
Hi, this is Jardell. I wanted to ask, is it possible to get closer to Jesus when you have a hardened heart? Like, you kind of used to be with Jesus and used to be close, but you walked away. Is it possible to go back? And if so, how can you get closer? Especially when your heart is not the same as it used to be. Thank you.
Well, Jardell, thanks for calling Basic Gospel, and we sure appreciate the question, and we can really sense the sincerity in your voice that you really want to know Jesus. And I know there are so many people who hear the good news of Jesus Christ. They're really excited, and they walk the aisle, they do something, and they get involved in living for Jesus, and then they get burned out, and then the things of this world, the temptations of this world, just start to overpower and overwhelm, and they get jaded toward their Christian experience, and they walk away, and that seems to be exactly what's happened to Jurdell. And it's not Jesus you're walking away from. It's all of the dead religious activity. It's all the Christian stuff, not the relationship with Christ. And when that kind of fails you, when maybe the church has failed you, when the Christian religion has failed you, then the things of this world really look good to you. And so you dive in. That happened to me. When I came to Christ in a summer youth camp, boy, I was excited. I knew something had happened to me. And from that point forward, I wanted to be God's guy, but I didn't really know how to. So I tried to do it on my own. I leaned into my own understanding and relied upon my own human effort. And those just weren't enough to overcome the temptations of this world. And finally, I just had to throw up my hands and say, I can't do this. And, you know, that my heart just became almost numb. It just felt like I was numb. And I wondered the same thing. How can I get close to God? Well, it's the truth that sets us free. And what the truth is going to tell somebody like Jurdell or me is one of two things: that maybe you just gave lip service, that you never really responded to God's offer of life, a new life in Jesus Christ. And if that's the case, God's grace is more powerful than your hard heart. I mean, all of us have a hard heart toward God before we come to know Him, but it's His grace that starts to humble us and to soften that heart, to soften it to the point that we're ready to receive. So, Jurdell, it may be the case that you've never really received Jesus Christ. And if that's so, today, if you hear His voice, open up that heart. Don't say no to the resurrected Jesus. Say yes. Say, come in. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me alive together with you. And it's as simple as saying a prayer. Prayer doesn't save us, but it can express the faith that is happening inside of our heart. Yeah. So we come to that point and say, I've just got this hard heart, and I know that I need you. And today, I want to thank you for taking away my sins. I want to thank you for not counting those sins against me. I want to thank you that your life is available to me. And today, I say yes. Today, I believe in you. Today, I put my full weight of trust in you and just open up my heart for you to come and live inside and to give me your very life. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. And it's that way of expressing the fact that you believe Jesus is Lord, that you believe God has raised Him from the dead. And when you do, you're saved, and Jesus Christ comes to live inside of you, and He gives you a new heart, and He takes that heart of stone and turns it into a heart of flesh. And that's when you're near to God. You're near to Him because He's drawn near to you, because He's come to live inside of you. So, Jurdell, if that's the case, open up your heart and receive Him. Just simply express to God your desire and your thankfulness for what He accomplished for you in His death and what He's now offering you through His resurrected life.
Well, we appreciate hearing from you.
Well, still, I'm not finished yet.
Not finished, okay.
That was part one.
Don't cut me off yet, no. That was part one. The second thing is somebody can really come to know Christ, like I did. I mean, I'm in this second category. I knew I was saved, but I didn't know how to live the Christian life, so I became numb. And some would say it was kind of hard-hearted. Mm-hmm. And I just needed to know what was true. And finally, I started going to a Bible study, and somebody started explaining to me what the gospel really was. So I thought that I had just received a golden ticket, and now it was up to me to live out what this golden ticket represented. And I couldn't do that. But that's not what salvation, it's not a golden ticket, it's not an external thing, it's an internal thing. I said God gives you a new heart, and God had given me a new heart. That's why I could never walk away. That's why I always knew that Jesus was the answer. I wasn't looking for answers in other places. I just didn't understand what Christ had actually accomplished inside of me. And when I realized that I had been made alive together with Christ, the light bulbs went off. And that's when the Christian life started to make sense. And that's when I could really, instead of trusting in my human effort, start leaning into Jesus Christ himself, start depending, relying upon him. And when I did, I saw his life being lived out through me. So one of two things are going on there, Jardell. You either professed with your lips but never received with a genuine heart response of faith. If that's the case, receive him today. Or you did genuinely receive Christ. Allow him to teach you truth that would set you free. And I know my book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, would be of great benefit to you. And I encourage you to go to our website, pick that up, or write to me, bob@basicgospel.net, Jardell, and we'll make sure we get a copy of that into your hands.
Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. You can find the order link right on the front page at basicgospel.net. And again, we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. Just very quickly, we're only 73 days away from that fabulous trip to the Holy Land, and we want you to be a part of it. Join Bob Christopher and quite a number of others are going to be on that fabulous trip. Again, that's coming up beginning May 25th, and you can get all the information from the banner top of the page at basicgospel.net, Israel 2019. Take advantage of this opportunity.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Grand Rapids and talk to Daniel, listening to us on WMUZ. Hi, Daniel.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call today.
You are so welcome. Thanks for calling.
You bet. I've been familiar with your program for probably the last 2 years now, and have been a listener and supporter. And
thank you so much.
Immensely. I have a comment and then a question.
Okay.
My comment would be, in fact, it's really not a comment. It's more of a personal testimony. Since I've been understanding my new identity in Christ, I have really over the years, I've been diagnosed with a low level of depression. And not really understanding a lot about that, but just living with that. And over the last couple of years, as I've come to understand who I am in Christ, it's like somebody has taken the shade that was halfway down before and pulled it all the way up.
Wow.
And I've just been immensely enjoying who I am in Christ. So I wanted to say that, because your program has taught a lot about our identity in Christ. So thank you for that.
Well, Daniel, I am so glad to hear your testimony, and that is just powerful. When Jesus said truth sets us free, you're a living testimony to that truth. That this truth reaches down and, like you said, just lifts that shade up so that you can see the full light of God's glory in the face of Jesus Christ. And that is just so wonderful, Daniel, and we're just thrilled for you. And we're glad
Thank you. We
have been able to walk with you in this journey through the radio broadcast.
Yeah, and you certainly have contributed to that. My question for you today is... you teach a lot about the new covenant, and as I have shared, about my identity with my friends and small group, and in endeavoring to share more about the new covenant and so forth, My question is, the New Covenant, and of course I would be reading from Hebrews 8, chapter 8. In fact, this is I'm kind of piggybacking a little bit on your program. I believe it was Monday about the New Covenant.
Yes.
And anyway, it says there, and I believe that this is a quotation from Jeremiah, but it says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will establish a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah." How is the connection made? This is to the, you know, it says it's to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. How do we make the connection now to New Testament believers?
Yeah, that's a great question, Daniel, and I'm glad you brought it up, because a lot of people have that very question. Some have even concluded that the New Covenant is not for Gentile believers at all, that it's not even going to go into effect until Christ returns and deals with Israel. So we're just in this dispensation of grace, so they would say. But there's several things that can address this. And the first is the promise that God made to Abraham initially. And so this new covenant really is the fulfillment of that Abrahamic covenant from so many years ago. So the law did not nullify that promise. In that Abrahamic covenant, he said that through your seed, through Abraham's seed, the entire world is going to be blessed. So that seed was Jesus Christ. So the blessings of that promise flow through Jesus out into all nations, Jew and Gentile. We also see it in the book of 2 Corinthians when Paul wrote that letter in the third chapter. He said, "God has made me competent as a minister of the new covenant." The old, written on stones, was a ministry of death, but this is a ministry of the Spirit, which gives us life. So Paul was the apostle to the Gentile world. So he was the one who went out to the various places in the Roman Empire and connected Gentiles to this gospel message, invited them to participate in the story of Jesus. So what was he going out as? As a minister of the new covenant. So that very fact clues us in that this new covenant is for the Gentiles. And then we see
a great connection.
We also see in the book of Ephesians in chapter 2 and chapter 3 that Paul says that now the Gentiles have been included in the covenant. And that's this new covenant, and that we stand shoulder to shoulder, heart to heart, with our Jewish brothers as being one in Jesus Christ. So out of the two, he has made one new man, and it's this new covenant that binds us together. So we are new covenant people. So back in the day, the people of Israel, they were considered the people of God. And now the people of God are Jew and Gentile who have come together as one in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, also take a look at John 10:16 and see what Jesus had to say about sheep that are not of this fold. He himself said this was expanding beyond Judaism itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay, all right.
So there are several ways that will help you make the case to people who raise that question. So, Daniel,
that's excellent.
Well,
that's
Daniel, excellent.
Just one more comment, if I may, please. I've been part of the church. I've been a Christian, a born again Christian, for 50 years, and been part of the church. And as I've been exposed to my identity in Christ and the new covenant. And I love to sit down with people across a cup of coffee or in other settings.
Daniel, 10 seconds we have. Sorry to interrupt.
When was the last time?
Yeah, we are out of time on this edition. Please call back. We'd love to hear from you. We appreciate the kind words that you offered as the call began. So this is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper, Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow. Same time. We'll see you then for Basic Gospel. Bye-bye.